Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins.
Flashes, champions of the Mid-American Conference.
Little trick play and a throw to Baker Mayfield to tie the game. Berrien grabbed by Leonard. Throw to first. Unbelievable.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
I accepted it.
Gladiator. 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 Picked to fight with the gods. I'm the giant slayer. Bone shaker. Dominator. Freight train wrecking ball. I'm the gladiator.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to an episode of Past the Mic Sports Talk. I'm your host, Enzo Orlando, and I know many of you are all expecting Theo Mike, or better known as Michael Sayers, my co-host, to be with me. But he had a long, busy day, and, you know, he's, you know, just a bit tired, you know, old man, but couldn't really get the time, so I'm like, well, I might as well do it myself, but he gave me his takes and everything. It's just, sometimes you get to that point. And, you know, this past weekend, we had the move in the new couch we have in the studio. Very nice. It's where I am recording it right now. I mean, many of you guys saw it on our Instagram story. And let's say it was a pain in the ass moving it. I mean, it took like 50 minutes, but, you know, the whole, first you get in the garage, and then getting it through the small little doorways, it's always a pain, and how to get them in, and it always, like, questions me when I visit other people's places and everything, like, how did this piece of furniture get in there, like, how did this couch get in here, how did this table, or how did this, like, dresser get in, like, some of them, like, you're so big, like, how do you get in there, but, you know, it's all that geometry and physics and all that. And it's either, you know, some they have someone do it for them from the company they bought it, or in some cases, you want to save money, like my fuel Mike and I, you do yourself, it takes a little bit longer and a bit more payment. Hey, we got a job in, we got a nice new couch. Watch some Cavs basketball tonight. We're going to get into that game. But first, we're going to have to get into NFL Championship Sunday and great games again in the NFL playoffs. And we got to start out with the best one. The AFC Championship game between the Bengals and the Chiefs. And holy cow, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Cincinnati Bengals, they are going to the Super Bowl for the first time in 33 years. The final score on that one, Bengals 27, Chiefs 24, a win in overtime. And that man, Joe Burrow, man, he is a bad man for sure. And going back to the start of the NFL season, who would have thought the Bengals would have been in the Super Bowl? Because remember, well, were a lot of people and fans of AFC North teams, mainly the Browns, were saying at the start of the season, oh, Browns, yeah, they'll be in the AFC North. They'll be in the playoffs. No, it'll be the Ravens. Or even be the Steelers. Steelers did make the playoffs, could make the Super Bowl. A lot of reasons behind all those teams. Because just look at them. Look at the coaches. You look at their defense. You look at a bunch of other things. And you know what? The Bengals have proved everyone wrong. We all, many people bashed the Bengals for not drafting Penny Swell and taking Jamar Chase over that. Because you're like, oh, no O-line. Are you going to let Joe Burrow get killed again out in the backfield? Well, he almost did against the Titans. But this game, he actually didn't get sacked once. He had that one interception, but he was able to bounce out of that. That happened in the second half, actually. I was thinking the first half, but 250 yards, two touchdowns. But the first half was a bit of a struggle for the Bengals because, I mean, the Chiefs started out as that high-fired offense, as they usually are, with Patrick Mahomes going for two touchdowns, throwing at the Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Brian Pringle, you know, That's just what Mahomes does. Mecole Hardman, too. Hey, they started out good. It was just like, oh, no, another Chiefs game. And at halftime, it was 21-10. But the interesting part, I think where the turning point happened in this game was when the Chiefs, you know, they had the ball going into halftime. And they were going to receive the kick going into the second half. And what happened was, you know, they had the ball at the 15, able to advance it, you know, and then they're trying to get a touchdown and not go for a field goal. You know, Mahomes throws a ball, it's incomplete. And then the next play was Mahomes finds Tyreek Hill, gets a game one, not a touchdown. He was inbounds two, and then that's the end of the half. So she's not going. I mean, they had time to get a field goal, and I think that's where them, because if they had those three extra points, they could have been in the Super Bowl. Because, man, I think the Chiefs had a good half. The Bengals, I mean, had a good halftime speech because they came out. They were able to pick off Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. That's never happened to Mahomes. After that interception Mahomes threw, they scored. Joe Burrow scored a touchdown. Passed the touchdown to Jamar Chase, and they went for two and tied it. Just forgot to mention this, but they had a field goal in the third quarter. Then following that, going into the fourth quarter, Bengals score a field goal. They have lead. Next thing you know, Chiefs go down. They score a field goal. And then towards the end, and next thing you know, we got another overtime game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And what are the odds? They won the coin toss again. Here we go. And everyone's like, oh boy, it's repeat of Buffalo. But then Mahomes throws another interception in overtime. You couldn't believe it. So Chiefs have scored a touchdown win. They weren't able to do it this time. And the Bengals, they have the ball. They just drive that ball down the field. You know, let the clock chew up. Hey, and they find a good opportunity for their kicker to come in and go. Evan McParson, he kicks it. Been clutch all year for the Bengals, the rookie kicker, and leads them to the Super Bowl. And everyone's like, holy cow. They did it. Joe Burrow was able to do it. And I'm happy for Joe Burrow. I love this guy. Ever since college, I knew this guy was going to be something special in the NFL. And he's showing it right now in his second season. He didn't even play a full season last year. He was hurt. It's just so unbelievable. And the Chiefs, you know, they got to themselves. Their defense really hasn't been that consistent this year. We saw it a lot. They did it last time they faced the Bengals in Cincinnati in Week 17. It's literally a repeat of that because the Chiefs had the lead going to that one. I cannot tell you how many times the Chiefs can do it. This was, I don't know. Say the Bengals played well the second half, the Chiefs in. That's all you gotta say. You could say that the Chiefs choked it. It's totally up to you. But I'm saying the Bengals played better in the second half and in overtime. You can say what you want about the overtime rules, but the Bengals deserve it. They're going to the Super Bowl. With that, let's get into the NFC Championship game between the Rams and the 49ers. This one wasn't as exciting as the AFC Championship game. It was more of a defense battle between these two teams. These two teams do have good defenses. You just look at the rosters. Nick Bosa, Jalen Ramsey on the Rams. You got Von Miller, Aaron Donald. And the defensive battle. I mean, there wasn't any scoring in the first quarter. But in the second quarter, hey, 49ers had more control. Played a lot on Deebo Samuel mainly. And then in George Kittle too. And then, you know, you go to the third quarter. The Niners are up 17-7 going into the fourth quarter. And the fourth quarter, I couldn't believe it. The Rams really turned it around. Matt Stafford leading his team to 13 unanswered points to finish out the game. I couldn't believe it. You know, I mean, this game wasn't as good as the AFC Championship, like I mentioned, but Stafford was able to pull it out. I mean, the 49ers just, towards the end, it's like something with Kyle Shanahan and his teams that he coaches or he's the coordinator of. They can't close out big games. I don't know why Kyle Shanahan to say the same thing about Jimmy Garoppolo, too. I mean, Garoppolo's not the best quarterback around, but he can never finish out the big ones either. It's just a repeat of that all the time. And now the Los Angeles Rams are going to the Super Bowl, and it's in their own stadium, in SoFi Stadium. So they're hosting it. But the funny thing was, at this NFC Championship game, there were more Niners fans than Rams fans in the Super Bowl. Bengals, Rams. Bengals haven't been in 33 years. Rams ran 4 years ago, but LA's not a football town. They don't really care. It's going to be more Bengals crowd. The one thing I'm looking forward to in the Super Bowl is the halftime show. Stellar cast. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, three natives out of them. Then you include Mary J and Eminem. It's going to be a good show. I mean, that's the best part. You're also always hoping for a good game, too. But sticking with the Super Bowl, you got to go in on who I got. And also Michael gave me his picks, too. He's going with the Bengals. He likes them. He likes Joe Burrow. I think, hey, it'll be the team to move for. But me, as a Cleveland Browns fan, it puts you guys in a pickle. It puts us in a pickle, really. I mean, one side, hey, who doesn't love Joe Burrow? I love Joe Burrow, but the Bengals, your division rival, the team that's having the season that so many thought you guys were going to have but failed to execute it when it came to your quarterback, your coaching, some front office decisions, and I can even say ownership too. I mean, they're looking at this and they're like, wow, we failed miserably in 2021. No questions about it. And then on the other side, you got the Rams and the whole Odell Beckham drama thing. Telling Wellman not to come here. I don't know. I don't care. It's like really, it's hard for me to choose. It's just one I'm going to root for. It's probably going to be the Rams. But I'm going to be happy if the Bengals won and Joe Burrow gets the Super Bowl. I'll be happy for Burrow mainly. Ohio native went to OU, then Ohio State, then LSU. What else? To a national champion. He's got a Heisman. And he'll also be the first quarterback ever to win the Heisman, a college football national championship, and a Super Bowl if this all happens. I mean, we'll wait and see. But I got to go with the Rams. And there's reasons why. My whole life, I've seen the Steelers go to 3 Super Bowls and 1-2. I've seen the Ravens go to 2 Super Bowls. One I remember. The other one was back in 2000. I was little. I don't remember. But they went to 2 Super Bowls and won both of them. Now I'm seeing the Bengals, a division rival, go to the Super Bowl. And if they win one, they're going to just shove that ring in the Browns' face. We got a ring. And you guys are still the Browns and Samuel Brown, all that. And Browns fans, you're like, I can't take this anymore. That's all you do is get tortured if you're a Browns fan by your rivals. Mainly the Steelers and the Ravens. And the Steelers have been doing it for a long time. They've been dominating the Browns. They're always making us our bitch. You have enough of it. And now you see the Bengals, you're like, I can't deal with this. Hey, I love Joe Burrow, but he's going to dominate the AFC North for a while. Baker Mayfield's right now the third best quarterback. And if you are, maybe the worst. I don't know, but who cares? I mean, enough of the Browns. I can't take it, but I got to go with the Rams. I still like Odell Beckham Jr. You can say what you want. I still like him. I really want Matt Stafford to win a Super Bowl, too. I mean, he was with Detroit. He only had Calvin Johnson for most of the time. And when he retired, it was just kind of hard for them to make the playoffs. I mean, he's still a great, talented quarterback. It's just he never had the right group around him in Detroit. And that it made it hard for him to win there. So I got to go with the Rams. I'll be happy if the Bengals win, but I don't want to deal with Bengals fans after that. And I don't know what the Browns do. I mean, they really got to take a look at this offseason because, the 2021 season is about as worse as the expectations of 2019. It's probably worse. I mean, biggest failure of a Browns season ever. Worse than going 0-16. You can say what you want. All right? But the Cleveland Browns, what a failure season. What a terrible run organization. I always question myself, why am I a fan? Well, you believe, and you do say. I don't know what was last season. Was it a fluke season? Was it something magical? Was it the COVID season? Who knows, but they need to get their shit together. It's the AFC North. It's going to be even tougher than it was this past season. Because who knows who the Steelers are going to get in the draft? Who knows if they get Kenny Pickett? All right? Maybe the Steelers get a good quarterback? Oh, man. I don't know. It's still amazing that the Bengals make it without on the line. Because remember, so many people bashed the Bengals for passing on Penny Sewell and drafted Ja'Marr Chase because they go, oh, Joe Burrow's going to die out there. He almost did against the Titans. But in the game against the Chiefs, he only got sacked once. Their offensive line must have had a good plan stopping the Chiefs' D-line. I mean, the Chiefs' defense had a lot of flaws this year. Tyrann Mathieu wasn't healthy in this game. What you going to do? So enough of the Browns. All right. Enough of the NFL. Well, actually, I got to stick with the NFL for, you know, another moment because we got our Super Bowl picks in. Also, got to make a quick announcement. Pass the Mic Sports Talk. We are doing Super Bowl squares for this season. It'll be $10 a square. More information will come out on social media tomorrow. I'll put in the link and everything. Just got to get that out there really quick because we got to get to the big story of this past weekend. The greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL, Tom Brady, retires from football. Or is he not? Because it was from ESPN's Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington. It was reported that on Saturday afternoon that Tom Brady has decided to retire following his second season against Tampa Bay. So everyone believed. You saw it on social media. I posted on social media too, acknowledging how good Tom Brady was. 7 Super Bowls, 3 MVPs, 15-time Pro Bowler, comeback player of the year. You're never going to see a quarterback greater than Tom Brady in our lifetime. You won't. Who's going to play until they're 44? I don't know. It's hard to tell, though. People always say, hey, Mahomes has that potential. Mahomes faced Brady in the Super Bowl last year. Did he beat him? No. He's never going to be the GOAT because he didn't beat the GOAT. That's how you got to get there. It's like if Kobe and Michael Jordan man the NBA Finals and Kobe loses to Michael Jordan. I would say Kobe would never be considered a GOAT. I still think Michael Jordan's a GOAT basketball, but enough of that. Came out, Brady retired, but then later in the evening, we heard from Tom Brady's father and Bruce Arians and the Buccaneers GM that Tom Brady has not officially announced he was retired. I heard things that, hey, they're doing something. I heard that Adam Schefter got inside information from someone with the Buccaneers and the ESPN. And it comes to the way the media is now. Be the first one to get out the information. Don't be the most accurate. That's just how it is now. And it's, I don't know. It's like that in any news. Not just sports. You can go to politics. You can go to U.S. news, local news, world news. It's just how it is in our society. But all I gotta say, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. First ballot Hall of Famer for sure. He'll probably be one of the unanimous voting for the Hall of Fame. I mean, no one's gonna say no to Tom Brady. No one would agree. And the funny thing is, I think a few days earlier or something, Big Ben's of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, officially said he was retiring from football. Oh, but look who steals in. The GOAT, Tom Brady, takes it over. He's like, hey, I'm out of here. Big F you to Ben, but maybe he'll just come back next season. I don't know. You never know with Brady. He always wants to win. He's one of the most competitive players in the league. He's always looking to be better, and that's why I like him, man. The GOAT. Just retired. I mean, all I know is football with Tom Brady. All I know is never been against Tom Brady when it comes to football. And now I'm going to have a time where I don't see Tom Brady in football. It's going to be strange. It's going to take hard of these two. But enough of that. We got to get into the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're coming off a tough loss against the Pistons on Sunday, 115-105. But hey, they had a hard-fought game against the Pelicans, winning at 193-90. Hey, you got to put out these grinding games, too. I mean, hey, I know they've got a little bit of an easy schedule now. Their next game is against the Rockets. But, hey, the Cavs will do it. They didn't have Darius Garland in this game. He had back issues. but Goodwin was able to come up with 21 points in this game. Hey, a little bit of a show from Alcora putting up some points. Same thing with Jared Allen getting 14 points and 8 rebounds. So Cavs able to grind out that win, but it's not why I want to talk about the Cavs, because Brian Windhorst went on a local Cleveland radio station this past week, and he called them out saying that they're not covering the Cavs enough. All I hear from you guys is talking Browns and Baker Mayfield stay or go, all that. Which gets annoying, all right? I'm not saying all the Cleveland sports talk does it, but there's a station in particular, not going to mention the name or anything, but all they do is talk Browns and Baker, and, you know, their topics get old. Hear them little highlights from that game. But as I say, here at Pass the Mic, we have a lot of content. We don't just talk football. We talk Cavs basketball. We talk NBA. We talk the NHL. We'll talk golf. Heck, we'll even talk, I don't know, wacky sports, other things like that. And, of course, we always talk about the one and only, the theme of the whole show. Let me get that up. There is a, you know who it is. And then, what the hell is it going? You know.
What are you doing, Drunky?
Yes. Drunky of the week. Well, Michael gave me his Drunky. His Drunky is Patrick Mahomes, because he threw those two interceptions in that game. And you'll remember, Mahomes almost lost the ball towards the end of the game. If a Bengals defender got on that, that would have been game. And the Bengals would have still won the game. They still won that game. But, hey, that would have been game. There wouldn't have been no overtime. Patrick Mahomes would have got a second chance. He really blew it in that one. Big time Mahomes. You know, it was unexpected. He didn't play well in the second half. Threw that interception. Almost fumbled the ball. And in overtime, threw that interception that was big time costly. And you could even, I wouldn't say Andy Reid as drunk of the week for Michael, but you could put in that, what was going on at the end of the second quarter where you're in field goal range where you decided to score a touchdown and, you know, the play calling doesn't work. And also, speaking of Patrick Mahomes, I want to include his wife and brother. I know many of our younger listeners will know why, because go back to last week against that overtime win against the Bills. There's a video from his brother showing his wife opening a champagne bottle, popping it, and spraying it on the Chiefs fan in the lower deck, you know, the average football fan, and getting all excited. And here's the thing. All right, I don't mind his wife being supportive of the team. But opening the champagne bottles before you even win the Super Bowl, that's just never a good look. You know, the champagne is when you win the whole thing. The Chiefs' job wasn't done. And, you know, her wife, you know, doing it for publicity or whatever, you know, being prouder of her husband, just had to do that. And Jackson Mahomes, I can go off on this guy all the time. I mean, he's a D-bag. Get that out of the way first. But, you know, he does some stupid thing. He was, you know, kicked out of a restaurant in Kansas City, you know, just being a stuck-up a-hole like he is. And, you know, he did that disrespectful thing of dancing on the Sean Taylor's logo when they played Washington and doing those TikTok dances and a whole bunch of other stuff. They're all drunkies. Mahomes, personally, as a person, I don't think he's a drunkie, but in that game, he was a drunkie. So that's Michael's Rookie of the Week. So here's mine.
What are you doing, Drunky?
My Drunky of the Week is the Baseball's Writer Association of America, and they're the ones who elect people into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and I'm happy that they brought in Big Papi, Dave Ortiz, a great player. I mean, beat the Indians in the ALCS in 07, but hey, we got the revenge in 2016 and take it either way, but I'm happy for Big Papi, but then Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens did not get in. Barry Bonds, I know he used steroids. Same thing with Clemens. They both did it. But, you know, not having a piece of history that was very important for baseball after the lockout in 94, the steroid era, tells a whole story. That whole race with Sosa and McGuire, I know they didn't get in. I don't think they will. They're retiring those free passes. Same thing with Bonds. He has the home run record now. I mean, it's in the books. You see it. They don't let him in. I mean, I said it on a show a while ago. It's easier going to capitalize than the baseball fan because they're so big. And a funny thing I found out from Michael, actually, told me that Shoeless Joe Jackson, you know, the man who bet on baseball, bet on his team to lose. Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame. And you know who else is not? Pete Rose. He got banned from baseball, but maybe Hall of Fame, if they could do it, put in the all-time hit leader and the all-time home run leader. But Pete Rose's things, he has a record that no one's really going to break. I don't know when. That's a hard one to break. Bonds is too, if someone figures out not how to juice. But it's just another bad look for baseball. The whole lockout going on, it's been 2 months since the MLB lockout started. And still nothing's done. All right? Who knows what's going on? This sport is going on a decline, and it's not good right now with the position at even before the lockout. Not having, you know, pivotal players part of the game's history in the Hall of Fame, that's hurting the sport. The lockout's hurting sport. I'm having enough of the baseball Hall of Fame and Major League Baseball itself in a whole. I mean, what an utter shit show that's going on with that sport. And it's sad seeing what's happening. I like baseball, but the past, I don't know, so years, and with the Indians or Guardians decline too, and just the way ownership is, it's really making people lose a lot of interest in baseball. All right? So with that, I thank you all for listening to this episode of Pass the Mic Sports Talk. Just remember, next week, we won't have an episode. We already previewed the Super Bowl in this one. So, no episode next week. Following the Super Bowl, there will be an episode. All right? I got to figure out. It might be the day after. It might be 2 days after. But we'll have an episode after the Super Bowl and our reactions to that. Remember, always, you can follow Pass Mike on social media, on Twitter at pass_the_mike_ Instagram, Facebook at Pass the Mike Sports Talk. Also, you know, you can listen here on the Anchor app or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. All right, see you all in 2 weeks. Enjoy the Super Bowl. And our man, Travis Kelce, I know he got a little bit of aim for the playoffs, but hey, take it away for us, man. See ya.
I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to party! Kick it! You got